Well, then, this last week, it was coming up a thunderstorm, and it was lightning and thundering and raining. And I noticed the little tree frog was still hollering, but everything else, it got quiet. And I was laying there, and that's something I've enjoyed listening to from the time I was a kid, is the tree frog. And I was just thinking, in the Bible, God said, make a joyful noise. And right here, let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. And as I was laying there listening to those things singing in the night, however they make the noise, God created them for that purpose. And it's a joyful noise. Some of them, you know, really sound interesting. And by themselves alone, they might not sound so pretty. But when you put them all together, it's pleasant to listen to. And that little old tree frog, oh, how pleasant it is to listen to there. And you and I, so many times, we think of ourselves, oh, I can't do much. I don't have a good sound of voice. I can't sing like so-and-so. I can't do such and such as so-and-so can. But you and I, God, when He looks down, He's the one that created our vocal cords. And no matter how you sound to anyone else, when God listens, it's a joyful noise. I'm the one that created you. And you waited on you. The no matter how small you might be, in the world, as the world looks upon it, no matter how key you might be, my God, He's waiting to hear your voice, and not let you just stand there and not make any sound. You know, there's very few things in this world that don't have some kind of a sound to it. And Carol was making the comment of seeing a mockingbird just fly up like this and down and singing this little song. And I know it's got a purpose. It's trying to attract the female. But you and I today, we should have a purpose in our life of singing praises unto God. Have you ever had a day when things just didn't seem to be going right, and all purpose you just started happening, if to nothing else happened, just under your breath singing so he'll happen, and after a little while happen, you figure out happen, all this day ain't so bad after all happen, things have improved happen, what things have ever happened, you begin to sing praise and happen, under God, and it changed the way happen, your day was going happen, you and I. God's able to supply each and everything that we need, and we'll do our part of making a joyful noise unto God, that the world must see and take notice that there's something we care about. You want to get somebody's attention? You out in town, you'll be walking along singing a hymn and watch people stop and look at you. Of course, they might be thinking you're crazy, but you still got their attention, and they heard what you was saying. They knew you was joyful. You can go into town, you can be walking into Walmart with your head hanging down crying. Everybody pay attention to that, too. Wonder what on earth was wrong in their day that they're out here in public going around crying. So why not make them wonder what on earth is going so good in their day that they're out here singing? You and I, of all people, if our heart's right with God, we've got something to sing about. We've got something to thank God for. We've got something to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And you and I, we're not going to find a better time to do it. You know, on my trip out west, Merrill took us up to the ocean to a place he likes to go. Just sit and watch the tide come in. There's some channel islands out there, and the way it makes the tide come in, it gets them up a little bit more than other places there. And the tide was cold. So there's a bunch of surfers out there in their rubber suits because the water was so cold they couldn't enjoy it, I guess, without those suits on. And they was out there running these waves, and I was watching it. And I told him, I said, look, there's a dolphin. And you could see as this surfer was coming in, there was a dolphin on that same wave just up from him a little ways. And in just a little bit, they must have been 15 or 20 dolphins out there. So many that the surfers just started setting, straddling their boards. Because if they'd got on the waves, they might have hit some of the dolphins. There's so many. And they were riding those waves. You could see them in there. And they got so close, even between the waves when they was there swimming around the surface. They were so close they could have reached out and touched them. And I thought, man, what an awesome feeling that would be to sit on that board and have something 8-9 feet long swimming there right next to you that you could reach out and touch. I mean, just a group of them. Sometimes it looked like there were 15 of them in a circle that wasn't half the size of this church here. You and I, we can look at the things that God created and how God provides for them. They was all eating. The dolphins was there feeding on what was in that tide. You could tell the way they were doing it. It must have been a bunch of bait fish in there, but they were feeding. You and I, God supplies for everything all around us. And every one of them doing exactly what God intended from the new. Man's the only thing that's robbing God of the praise that's due, of the glory that we owe unto Him. Look, all you gotta do is look at the hills and the things that God created here. And man will tell you this is the reason they're there. And this is the reason they're there. Each and everything that He's done. And, you know, we can make a joyful noise unto God even if we can't sing. It can be just words of praise and thanksgiving unto the Lord. You know, I guess a mockingbird is one that sings the most different tunes, because he'll sing for himself and every other bird and all kinds of noises. And what's in that bird's mind when he's doing it, or if there's anything in his mind, I don't know. But it's pleasant to listen to. And he's fulfilling what God put him here to do. Me and you, are we fulfilling what God put us here to do? Are we really singing praise unto God? Are we really worshiping God in spirit and in truth? You know, so many times here, we fail to really look at the things that God has put all around us to see the beauty and the handiwork of God. Well, you know, yesterday, we was blessed with four grandchildren there in the house. And it was very pleasant most of the time. And, you know, you look at them, and what beautiful little children. in the handiwork of God, you see a little child. You could see the very start, and you'd have to be looking at it underneath a microscope. It's that tiny when it starts. But how they have changed since they was born. And they had already grew a tremendous amount. But since they were born, look how much they have changed. How big they're getting, what they can accomplish. They don't stay little long. And look in the eyes of that child, and you can see the wonders of God. What a great God we have. How He's blessed us. Look at each one of them. 4 out of 13. You know what a wonderful thing I can say today. God has richly blessed us, not a deformity amongst all happy, not a mental impurity amongst all happy, every one of all happy. God has touched and blessed happy, each and every one of us so unhappy, each and every one happy of us standing here today happy. God has blessed us above measure happy, and how many times happy, and we look in the face of the Lord happy, that God has given us and said, thank you, Lord. I walk down the street in town happy, and I see mothers and dads happy that have children that were born somewhere other happy, and I have to lift my voice and say happy, thank you God happy, that you didn't put that upon me happy, you and I today happy, God has blessed me, you know what I'm happy, much more than we deserve happy, and we need to just take the time out to thank God and praise Him. You know, I've even seen Down's children. And today, doctors will tell the mother or the father when they detect that a baby is going to be a Down's child, they'll tell them, you know, you can get rid of it. You don't have to have this because it's going to be a problem your whole life through. I have never seen a Down's child yet that wasn't the most loving thing you'll ever meet. They're just so affectionate. You and I today, people will destroy that may be the greatest pleasure you'll ever have in life just because the advice of some man said to do it. Granted, it might be a great burden, but you and I, God told us, He said, I won't let you be tempted above that you're able to bear. When these things of life seems to come our way that seems so great, do you realize it wouldn't have come your way if God hadn't had confidence in you that you could handle it? Now, you might not handle it because you didn't try. You know, there's people that can do things in this life because they try. I've got a grandson that scares the life out of me every little bit. Levi, we've got a 26-inch bike there. And he said, Granddaddy, look, I can ride it. He said, I just get that pedal on that other side, huh? And I just stand up on it, and then I take off. And he was out there riding it. Now, how he gets his stopping off of it without having an accident, I don't know, but he does. And why? He's willing to try. What made him try? He got smaller bikes there to ride, but that one there, that's a big one. You and I, you realize a lot of times why we haven't accomplished what God wants us to is because we have not tried. Why somebody else seems to get more out of living a Christian life, it may be because they are putting more of themselves in to making a joyful noise before God. They are surrendering all that they are and singing praises unto the Lord. You know, you and I, step out on any day you want to.
When the sun's coming up, I know some of you don't realize that the sun ever is on the horizon of the morning. It's way up in the sky when you see it. But it does come up just like it goes down the evening, just on the opposite side. And when you're out at that time, the birds all are singing so pleasant. When it's going down the evening, they're not singing like they are in the morning. Get out there early of the morning, and they're singing. Even them little hummingbirds, I noticed this morning, it was 30 degrees there at my house at 6 o'clock. And the hummingbirds had that rope going out to the bell. It was just lined with birds. Every feeder there, they was all needing something to eat to try and get the day started because it was so cold. And a hummingbird don't sing a long song, but they make a lot of little noises. And I love to hear it. And they was all out there making their noises for me. Though that bird is so tiny, God developed what He wanted it to do. And He gave it a sound for it to make. And it does it. Me and you, look what a voice God gave us. That little hummingbird, it's amazing how far you can hear that noise that it makes away from it. Me and you, has anybody ever heard our voice? Has anybody ever heard us sing praises to God? More than 10 feet away. Has anybody ever heard you really get happy and express your love for God and your praise unto the Lord? You and I today, God wants to hear from us. And He don't always want it to be a whispered prayer. He wants us to just quit worrying about those around us. Call upon Him. He wants us to quit worrying about those that's listening to us sing and just sing. You know, maybe if you practice singing a little bit by yourself alone, just you and the Lord, you wouldn't be ashamed in church when the congregational's going to sing out. You know, sometimes we sing here, and it's almost like Tony singing a solo because you can't hardly hear anybody else. That's not right. We come to the house of the Lord, we need to sing out. We need to let those of our children hear. You know, it really thrills me when I look and I see some of these little children. Don't know all the words, but they're trying to make a noise along with the song as people sing it. You know, that is enjoyable to listen to. God's waiting to listen to me and to you. While we get some song to sing, please, I beg you, just stop and think of just what we read here to you. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. You and I, that's something to think about, isn't it? When we're singing praises unto God, we need to really think, oh, why? Because He is a great God. He's the one that paid the price for you and me to be born again. And if you can't think of any reason to sing, that ought to give you one. If you haven't been born again, I'm inviting you today. Come and try God. You'll find the devil will be there tomorrow to take you if you're not satisfied with God. But you come and try God. I have yet to ever have anybody tell me God wasn't able to satisfy each and every one of us. When we surrender to the Lord, He's able to do even above and beyond that we ask. We will come while we sing one verse.
Freedom from my sins, like that of Jesus came back.
joys unto the Lord. You know, each and every one of us, from a heart that is right with God, it is a joy to sing praises unto God. It is a joy to live for the Lord. But if your heart's not right with God, you can't enjoy the things of God, and you can't really enjoy the things of this world either.